when the soul moves from animal to human body, it is a subtle body that develops. And subtle body is matter. So in that sense, matter is evolving. So is it right to correct Darwin, to criticize Darwin entirely? He doesn't have the specific concept of how matter is evolving. But the principle that matter is evolving, is that wrong, according to Darwin? No. Now, Prabhupada would use the word spiritual evolution. But then, what he is talking about is actually not the... It is the evolution of the soul's consciousness as is manifested in the material world. And that manifestation is through matter. So, we can call it spiritual evolution in a generic sense. In the sense that, okay, there's a little the answer is a little technical. There's two concepts you don't understand. There's chit and there is chitta. Sat, chit, ananda. Chit is consciousness. The faculty for consciousness that the soul has. That is the innate characteristic of the soul. Chitta is the embodied consciousness of the soul. When the soul's consciousness is rooted through the body, that is called as chitta. And interestingly, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna in 13.7 states that consciousness is a product of matter. Now, Prabhupada says life comes from life. But Krishna says, vikaram shivunam shaiva mithi prakriti sambhava. He says, icchha dvesha sukham dukkham sanghata shetana adhati vikaram shivunam shaiva mithi prakriti sambhava. So he says that, icchha, desire, aversion, dvesha, sukha dukkha, happiness, distress, and chetana, consciousness. These are transformations of chetana, the transformations of the body. Now, if consciousness is coming through the soul, why is it said that chetana is a transformation of the body? The two different things I've been talking about here. Chit, the consciousness comes from the soul. But the embodied consciousness, chitta, that is rooted through the subtle body. So, a simple example to illustrate this. Somebody goes to watch a movie. Then, that person has the capacity to look left, look right, look at the ceiling, look at the floor. But that person gets glued to the movie. Then the consciousness is caught in the whatever is being depicted in the movie. Or say if it's not a movie, it's a cricket match being played somewhere. Then that person's consciousness is transported through the screen to wherever the cricket match is being played. So now, the consciousness transported through the television screen, that is chitta. And the consciousness that is able to perceive the world around, that is chitta. So now, for a person watching a cricket match, that person can anytime turn off the cricket match and look around. But for the soul, that is not possible. When the soul is attached to the body, at that time, the soul's consciousness is locked into the body. So right now, we can perceive only through the body. So we don't have any access to chitta. We have access only to chitta. Chitta is our embodied consciousness. So, now, when the soul moves from an animal species to human species, the pathway through the which the consciousness is getting rooted, that is going to change. The animals provide, animal body provides a particular pathway. The human body provides a particular pathway. Now, the interesting thing is that, actually, the soul moves with the subtle body. When a living being dies, the gross body is left behind. The soul and the subtle body go away. So then, if a tiger or elephant is becoming a human being. Now the soul and the subtle body are essentially the same. The same unit has moved from here to here. From the animal body to human body. So how is it that the desires change? Now an elephant is attracted to elephant food. We humans, even a small infant, is not attracted to elephant food. They're attracted to human food. That because when the soul transmigrates, it is not just a physical relocation. It is also a psychological redirection. The subtle body's desires also change. So in that sense, the subtle body evolves. So matter is evolving. And to reject the evolution of matter is not correct. But to extrapolate from that there is no God, there is no soul, which are the atheistic implications to which the theory of evolution applied, those atheistic implications we definitely reject.